Our coverage continues with New Jersey now with the second highest number of COVID-19 cases in all the nation. And our Linda Lopez spoke with Dr. Robert Brenner at the Valley Hospital Systems to hear how they are handling the onslaught.
So Valley has currently 144 inpatients that are either suspected of having, we call them PUI, which are patients under investigation, or confirmed. 35 patients are on ventilators, and 16 of those are confirmed. Corona patients, either suspected or positive, is occupying three of our four floors. And 50% of our census right now is related to this epidemic. We've had 15 deaths so far.
And you mentioned the number of patients on ventilators. We've heard here in New York State, the New York governor, calling for more ventilators for hospitals. Are you finding that you have enough?
The reason I would say no is that if you think about our volume, and I just want to go into this, on March 14th, we had zero cases. On the 18th, we had 73. On the 22nd, we had 104. And today we have 144. So the doubling is every 5 days. So right now we have 6 ventilators left, and we're sometimes borrowing from other hospitals as things go up and down. And many of the patients on ventilators have expired. And so that's how some of the ventilators are getting freed up, unfortunately. And there may be a time where we actually have to start to make decisions about who gets a ventilator and who doesn't.
How are the healthcare workers, the doctors and nurses and staff in your hospitals holding up? What is their everyday like?
Yeah, they're every day, and I round up there. I put my mask on and go up to the units, and I try to keep their morale up. I've given out masks of various colors to make them happy. It's very hard to console them. They're dealing with a very dismal situation where all you see throughout the entire intensive care unit are people on ventilators and people that are very sick. The staff are holding up. We've seen a lot of innovation, a lot of different things like cutting holes in the ICU walls to allow for tubing so that a nurse doesn't have to go in and out and waste protective equipment. We've seen also one of our anesthesiologists went to Home Depot to get PVC piping to figure out how to manage two people on a ventilator at once and to see if that's going to work.
So the staff really going above and beyond in these times.
Way above and beyond. Although I must say that the way we're looking at this in terms of the volume, it is very concerning, and very concerning to see that we are not equipped with all of the supplies that we need. So N95 masks, gowns, goggles, and ventilators is what's needed, as in addition to staff. One of the things the state is doing is putting up field hospitals. Hopefully that will help decant some of the patients that, you know, the routine patients that we have in the hospital. Maybe they would take others that might ordinarily go back to a nursing home that can't go back now.
Because of the social distancing restrictions.
That's right.
Dr. Robert Brenner is the president of Clinical Integration and Physician Enterprise at Valley Health System. Thank you so much for giving us this information.
Thank you, Linda.
The WCBS 880 Afternoon Roundup at 3:37.